This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said capping the price of Russian seaborne oil at $60 a barrel is not aggressive enough to squeeze the Russian economy that funds its invasion in Ukraine. The price cap was agreed to by Australia, Britain, Canada, Japan, the United States, and the European Union, but the Ukrainian leader called Saturday for a much lower one. In his nightly video address, Zelensky said you wouldn't call it a serious decision to set such a limit for Russian prices, which is quite comfortable for the budget of a terrorist state. The cap aims to reduce Russia's oil earnings, which support its military and the invasion of Ukraine. The price cap takes effect on Monday. Officials say that U.S.-owned Hess Corporation, a consortium partner in Guyana's offshore oil sector, has agreed to buy $750 million worth of carbon credits from the South American nation in the next decade as it works to ensure Guyana's almost intact Amazonian rainforests remain standing. Guyanese government officials and executives from New York-based Hess signed the agreement late on Friday. The government of El Salvador has sent 10,000 soldiers and police to seal off a town on the outskirts of the nation's capital to search for gang members. The operation late Friday and Saturday was one of the most massive mobilizations yet in President Nayib Bukele's nine-month-old crackdown. The troops blocked roads going in and out of the township of Soyapango, checking people's documents. Special teams went into the town looking for gang suspects. More than 58,000 people have been jailed since a state of emergency was declared following a